walking down the road. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of the first hour here on this Hump Day Wednesday, January 14th, 2026 edition. I totally blew up the phone number. I can't believe I misspoke. Sioux Animal Hospital up in Sioux St. Marie, 906-635. I said 630. Misspoke. 635-5910. So make sure you store that phone number in your phone as Dr. Jeff, Sioux Animal Hospital, S-A-H, however you want to do it. But basically, give them a call if you have any other questions, especially about vaccinations. Which ones do you absolutely have to have? Which ones are optional? Depending on where you live, Dr. Jeff will advise you based on your location what your dogs should end up getting. So again, 906-635-5910. Well, it was an interesting day in Detroit. And one of the things that I think is happening is that Donald Trump is definitely going to be on the campaign trail this year. He's not going to stay in Washington. Absolutely not interested in any way, shape, or form having to deal with all the things going on there. He is going to absolutely make it his mission to get out and interact with the folks. In Detroit yesterday, while speaking to Metro Detroit's business community in the afternoon, President Donald Trump called for credit card companies to place a 10% 1-year cap on interest rates. He said he wanted consumers to be able to save some money, get a little bit of a break on their interest payments. Maybe they can get caught up, reduce their credit card balance debt, and at the same time, be able to use it wisely to make purchases, because people are going to want to definitely take advantage of the lower prices that are coming. He also previewed a healthcare affordability framework that he is going to be proposing next week. That is actually next week, a week from today, going to be just 10 days before the end of the month, before the potential next government shutdown. And in addition, he continued to further bash the Federal Reserve Chairman Powell, calling for lower interest rates, calling for the chair to step down, resign, so he can replace him, but basically saying that on the inflation report that came out yesterday, well, actually, President Trump was in Air Force One flying to Detroit. The announcement was made about 1 o'clock. Inflation, folks, annually for the end of last year, 2025, his first year in back in office, 2.7%. 2.7% is the annual inflationary rate for 2025. Also, additionally, we had absolute major improvement in GDP. Gross domestic product going up, production going up, interest rates coming down on mortgages. A year ago this time, 30-year fixed rate mortgages on houses was hovering right around 7, 7.25. Now they're already down to 6, and some mortgage companies, with you paying points at closing, can even give you 5.75, 5.75. The one-hour speech to the Detroit Economic Club brought out such dignitaries of Lansing, such as House Speaker Matt Hall, also Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt, and gubernatorial candidate as well, besides Eric Nesbitt, former Attorney General Mike Cox. Now, it was an interesting twist because transportation business leader Roger Penske, who's financially backing Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan's independent gubernatorial run, he was there as well, joining the president from his cabinet, U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent. I don't know how you say, is it Bessent or Bessent? Bessent. Also, Mark Savoy, the U.S. Special Envoy to Iraq, were all in attendance as well. Well, yesterday, The Economist came out with a poll, had Trump's approval rating at negative 16 points. It was up actually a half a point from last week, with only 40% of the people approving, with 56 disapproving. However, business leaders in the region, especially those in manufacturing and the auto industry, had scrutinized Trump's tariff policies for making materials non-affordable and actually weakening cross-border economic activity with Canada. However, the president continued to advocate for his tariffs moves and said it would be absolutely devastating if the United States Supreme Court goes against him on his use of tariffs. Trump said, under Biden, we had the highest trade deficit ever recorded. In the trade with other countries, we were losing $1 trillion every single year. It was killing Michigan, and everywhere else in our country was absolutely being destroyed, Trump said. But in a matter of months, largely because of tariff income, the election result, and all the things that we've been working on, we have been able to slash the trade deficit by 62%. People are stunned. Trump went on to say that recently he was approached by a police officer who said his wife now calls the president brilliant. And also her husband is also being brilliant because he's no longer losing on his investments. He said that an anti-tariff person, anybody that is against tariffs, is pro-Chinese. That's basically blunt and to the point what the president said. If you are against tariffs, you're pro-China. Trump's Justice Department kicked off this year by serving the Fed with grand jury subpoenas linked to testimony that Chairman Jerome Powell made to the U.S. Senate Banking Committee on the office building renovations. Powell put out a press release stating that the Trump's administration's threat of criminal charges is a consequence regarding how the Fed sets interest rates. No, actually, it's not. While at the Economic Club in Detroit, the president said that a very small renovation to the Federal Reserve buildings, Donald Trump could have done them for 25% as far as what Chairman Powell has signed off on. Spending billions of dollars renovating buildings that Trump said could have been done for millions, not billions. Kind of interesting. Well, Donald Trump said, we have got to go back to an old standard. When there's good news, the market should go up, not go down. He says, does that make sense to anybody? We're talking about the head of the Federal Reserve And I want somebody who will listen to the market. When they see it's doing great, interest rates can go down, because at that time, our country becomes stronger. President Trump accused the current Fed chair and the Federal Reserve of killing every rally the market has had. As for Trump proposals to watch for, the president didn't express any regret in allowing enhanced premium tax credits, which were Biden-era subsidies to insurers selling coverage on the Affordable Care Act marketplace. Well, all of that was actually expired at the end of 2025. Democrats have been gearing up to target Republicans' health care related actions heavily in this midterm election. However, Trump called the ACA a monstrosity that has grown to become the Unaffordable Care Act. Trump said, basically, Obamacare was a gift to make health insurance companies rich at the expense of the American people. In particular, the so-called enhanced premium tax credits were a corporate payoff to insurance companies whose stock prices went up more than 1,000% after Obamacare was signed. Trump said, I want the money to go directly to the people. Those big amounts of money being paid for by the government need to go to the people, not the insurance companies. Trump said that the healthcare affordability framework he's announcing next week will reduce premiums for millions of people, lower drug prices, and deliver price transparency. Basically, being able to shop around for your health care, both surgeries as well as private care. One of the final, well, you know what? We're going to hold this and finish it up on the other side. We're going to take a short break. I realized that the story was actually a little longer, so we'll cover it on the other side. Final segment of our number one today's show. We'll be right back. Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike.
Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I've defeated the current Attorney General by actually representing the 2020 Trump alternate electors. It's time to end the lawfare here in our great state, and no more ever using the law as a weapon against patriots. Delegates, back me at the March Endorsement Convention to reclaim justice and to make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Wrapping up President Trump's highlights of his speech down at the Detroit Economic Club yesterday. After talking about the new healthcare framework, affordability framework they're coming out with next week, President Trump said he will also next week provide details about housing policy, so that every American who wants to own a home will be able to afford one. He plans to implement bans on large institutional corporate investors buying up single-family homes throughout the United States and then turning them into short-term rentals like Airbnbs and Vrbos. He also made a strike against the Somalia population in Minnesota, which the Trump administration is targeting for alleged colossal fraud, bleeding American taxpayers absolutely dry, end quote, said the president. We intend to imprison any fraudster, politician, or public official involved in the sick plots to loot and pillage our country. Trump went on to say, noting that at the beginning of next month, February, federal payments will be cut off from sanctuary cities or states having sanctuary cities. Well, May of last year, 2025, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security listed Oakland County, Wayne County, where the president was speaking, Kalamazoo County, Wexford, Kent, and Washtenaw counties as all being sanctuary cities. So potentially, Michigan might lose federal payments because of us having that many counties being listed as sanctuary cities. Trump also commented on artificial intelligence, which has become controversial in Michigan as local governments face protests over data center construction permits. Well, the president said, I just spoke to an AI guy, and that is blooming too. He told me that we're leading China in AI by a lot. I'm letting them build their own electric plants because people are saying they need twice as much electricity currently in the United States for every other business, home, and factory. basically we need double the electricity production than we currently have. So by letting them build their own electric plants to supply electricity to their own building, that won't have any impact on consumers. They plan on building $50 billion worth of plants, and I'm going to let them build them. Any excess electricity they generate and they don't use, they can sell it back to the country. So it's kind of interesting, very interesting. And some of the people found some of his comments to be very controversial. One of them, young person Jason Rowe, a political strategist, explained that today was the first time attending a Trump speech, and he said he definitely found it entertaining. For example, the cap on credit card companies limiting self-imposed policies of 10%, I'll be surprised if it passes or if it becomes law, or is he simply going to appeal to the credit card companies to police it themselves? He said that this proposed one-year 10% interest rate cap on credit card companies makes great sense economically, but it appeals to some people that are actually living paycheck to paycheck and struggling with their household finances. Also, he found it very interesting talking about the president's foreign policy. He felt that most of the speech, clearly Trump is keeping an eye on domestic economic conditions as well as taking care of other things across the world. So, pretty interesting perspective. One thing that Rowe did say is whether or not the healthcare subject will be able to be a positive or negative for the Republicans in this year's elections. It's really hard to say. It's really complicated. But if the Republicans and the president do come up with a new alternative plan that saves people money, it could actually help them win in November. So, yeah, pretty interesting speech. Very well received. And again, he spoke for over an hour. A lot of dignitaries were there. And I think it's a first speech that we're going to hear of many here in the state of Michigan this year. I think the president is going to be campaigning a lot. Hour number two today's show. We've got other stories lined up for you. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana, and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief.